Time to get right back into our talk with Chris from Cata Shack Guide Service. And this is part two, continued from earlier this hour. All right, well, how about we switch over and talk a little bit about the smallmouth fishery now? Because, I mean, I'm hearing incredible stories of smallmouth.
You know what? People have ever talked to me or listened to me in the past. You know, I started this smallmouth fishing thing a couple of years back due to my son, David, my 17-year-old, who just said, come on, Dad, let's go do it. Let's change it up. And I have become a smallmouth fanatic. They are so awesome. And right now, all of our river systems dumping into Lake Michigan that have some size and some depth to it, they are on fire. In roughly 3 hours, a couple days ago, I did in the mid-20s in numbers.
Really?
Plus, took a couple of steelhead, which was total bonus. But they twisted the rod up so bad I never landed them. It was just one of those, man, that was awesome moments. And but anyway, the smallmouth fishing is just phenomenal. And I have a partner that I actually work with at our full-time jobs who is a bay fisherman, and he is just crushing smallmouth out there. So the smallmouth fishery across the board is on fire in the Lake Michigan area.
Any pattern you want to share with us for smallmouth that's more effective right now than another?
It's a pattern that people hear me talk about often, but I'm using the largest one made. It's the triple drunken disorderly. It's about 6 inches long, 7 inches long. And the thing is just, it's wicked on trout. It's wicked on smallmouth. It's wicked on steelhead. The fly is just, it's a gotta-have, Adam. If you're going to get out there and you're going to throw big flies to big fish, that is a gotta-have pattern. Plus, it was designed right here in Michigan.
There you go. All right, well, I got nothing else for you. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, just get out there. The water is just prime. I mean, think about it. You have steelhead. You have smallmouth. You have trout, you have pike. It is a fisherman's paradise right now. And with the coming summer being a prediction right now of hot, hot, and super dry, get out there right now while you can.
All right, Chris from Cata Shack Guide Service, as always, it's infectious talking to you. It makes me want to just walk out of the studio and go fishing. So I appreciate your time, Chris.
Hey, not a problem. You have a great day.
And you can visit Chris at his day job at Hilltop RV in Escanaba, where he'll be glad to talk campers and fishing with you. This is The Outdoor Show.